Well, good morning, ladies. My name is Asteri. Can you guys hear me in the back? Okay. My voice is deep, so I tend to mumble, and then my husband's like, I don't know what you're saying. I'm like, sorry. So if you can't hear me, one of y'all just wave your hand and do something. I'll speak up. So my name is Asteri. I go here at New Life, and I'm going to be speaking on the word golden. So when Brooke and Julia asked me to speak, I was like, surely there are so many other women in this church. Like, I am underqualified. Like, come on. So I said yes, and I was like, I'm going to start praying about what to speak on because this is a huge responsibility. And in prayer, I kept getting the word golden, and I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, okay. So I started looking at how gold was refined, and I was like, nope, I'm not teaching a science lesson. Like, that's just not happening. And then, of course, I'm reading my Bible, and I'm seeing the word gold in there. I'm like, okay, like, we're going somewhere. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, okay, so this is what I need to speak on, and I want to share with you. So I was reading Job chapter 22 and 23, but I'm going to expound on chapter 23. So for some background, in chapter 22, obviously we know the story of Job. He's been through it. I mean, my pastor used to always say, there's not going to be a Job 2.0. So just know that if you're being tried, it won't be to the extent of, and somebody's calling me. It won't be to the extent of Job, but I know there are times where it sure feels like it. So in chapter 22, he is seeking counsel, and some of these councilmen are his friends. And Eliphaz, who was a councilman but also a friend of his, starts telling him, hey, why are you being tried? Like, is there something going on that you're not telling us about that's why God's punishing you? And I don't know about you, but if I'm going through something and somebody told me that, I would be like, excuse me, it's already hard enough. So, and you're going to tell me there must be something going on. Like, so that's what's happening in Job chapter 22. But in chapter 23 is Job's response to that in prayer to God. And he's asking God. So Job chapter 1 through 7 is Job taking his case to God. And it says in verse 1, it says, then Job answered and said, even today my complaint is bitter. My hand is listless because of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat, that I would present my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me, and I would understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in his great power? No, he would take note of me. There the upright could reason with him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. So he starts off and says, even today my complaint is bitter. And I know I am not the only one in here who has went to prayer and said, okay, God, I've got a list today. And I hate to say it, but it sounds bitter. And this is Job telling God. So this is 22 chapters later. So if you read the story of Job, it is God allowing those things to happen in his life. And he's asking God, I need to find you because I want to present my case to you. And not only do I want to present my case to you, I want you to prove me right to them because you put me through this and you know I have done nothing wrong. And I know there are ladies here that have felt that way. There's things that have happened to you and you're like, oh, I'm trying to do the best I can and I need you to prove me right because I can't. They're not getting it. So this is Job taking his case to God and asking him. He had confidence that God knew what he was doing was right. And I was thinking about that and I'm like, how many times do we go through something and we forget that, you know what, I'm doing the best I can, and I need to trust that he knows where I'm at. And it's really hard to do that, obviously, when things are going very wrong, because I am a total pessimist, and I'm like, okay, this thing, the ship is going to sink. We're all dying. And so, so it is hard to see the good part of it, which that's always for me, my husband, who's a total optimist to a default. But it's great because we balance each other out. So chapter, verse 8 and 9, he confesses his lack of understanding and his need for divine revelation. And he says, look, I go forward, but he is not there, and backwards, and I cannot perceive him. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him. And when he turns to the right, I cannot see him. So he's saying, I'm looking everywhere. I'm praying, I'm fasting, and I can't feel God. And if you haven't been through that, you will go through that. There's going to be something that happens, and you're going to pray about it and ask God to give you direction and give you anything. And it feels like, oh, I cannot, I'm not hearing anything from you. I don't feel you. There were times where I came to church where I'm like, I do not feel you, but I am here. But I want to feel you. And this was Job. He, regardless of what was happening, he was like, I just want to know you're here. Like, do you see me? And he is saying, okay, like, I need you. I need you. I need to find where you are. And how many times have we faced something and we couldn't find him? Did we keep pursuing that? Because there are times where I know in my own life where I'm like, okay, I just give up. Like, he'll come through eventually. And he does. But looking at Job's life, was that the right approach that I took? And so he is over here declaring that, yes, there are going to be times where we can't see him. And of course, you read through Job's story and I'm like, okay, I cannot complain because all my children, his children were taken from him, his possessions, you know, the whole story. And he is asking, I just want to know if God is here with me. And in verse 10 and 12, Job's confidence in God and his own integrity shows, because it says in verse 10 and 12, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot held fast to his steps. I kept his way and did not turn aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So Job here is saying, he knows the way that I take. He has tested me, and I shall come forth as gold. Do we have confidence in God that he knows the way that we're taking? Because a lot of times we're like, I don't think he knows this way that I'm going. I don't think he's here, so I'm just going to go. But here Job is declaring his confidence that, yes, it's dark, and this is awful. I do not like this one bit. But I know that you know. And that's a hard thing to do when you're in a hard time, is declaring to God that I don't understand this, but I know that you know the way that I take. And with wonderful faith, Job seemed at his fleeting instant to understand that in his present crisis, that God had a purpose. And that seems really hard to think when you're in the middle of it. And that God still observed him and he had not forgotten, because he said, he knows the way that I take. And he knew that God was testing him. He said, he has tested me. And one day God would bring an end to the trial, because he said, I shall come forth. And not only would he come forth, but something good would come out of it, because he said, I shall come forth as gold. So not only would he come forth, but he was already of value in the process. He was already gold that was in the process. He didn't just be something obscure. He was already gold, but he was going to come forth more purified, because he was going to be put into the fire. He was going to come forth as gold. And so suddenly, in the midst of his complaining, there flamed the most remarkable evidence of his tenacity and his faith in God. And he declared with conviction that he knew, that God knew the way he was taking, and he affirmed his confidence in God. And this really resonated with me, because this is something that I know personally, I had a hard time declaring. it's easy for me to just go in a deep, dark circle and not understand why God is doing what he's doing. And back to when Julia and Brooke asked me this, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why I kept getting that word. And I've had a blessed life. Sure, I've had trials, and there are things that have gone wrong, and we all have those. And there are things that you're like, I don't understand why. And then, of course, when they had asked me earlier in May, I'm like, okay, this word that kept coming to me, I'm like, okay, this kind of makes sense. And then I really felt like I got put through the fire when I lost my dad. And that's when I really started contending with God, like, why? I don't understand why. But then I read Job's response. And then I had to trust him that he knew where I was. And that he knows what's going to come out of this. That even though you put gold in deep in the fire, its value doesn't decrease. You could add more fire, more fuel. A refiner could put it in the heart of it and it turns white. It doesn't lose its value. And when you take it out, it comes out more pure. The impurities come forth. And so I want to ask you today, are you in the refining process and are you being tried? And I want to tell you that God knows the way that you take. And he does the trying, but we have to trust him and know that he knows the way we're taking. And at the end of this, we will come out pure as gold. But you got to let him put you in the refining process. Pure as gold. So I think everyone goes to their other sessions. I think we ended a little early, but thank y'all, ladies. Oh, there's 10 minutes left, so their sessions might not be out yet. So y'all are more than welcome to hang out in here until then. No, and I wish I was more.
Together, I would have been up there like, oh, say, Jack has
a lot. I'm not a super emotional person, so I was just telling him. Siri is like a lot of times in here,
it's like Siri, like, bring emotional.
That was so good.
That was so good.
That was so
You can tell when I get nervous, my voice starts shaking. I'm like,
oh, no, I told her I was like, my Parkinson's will throw my eyes. I was shaking so much. I was like,
no, I couldn't even tell.
I was like, I totally see you shaking because I was shaking.
Probably didn't. I'm sorry, probably
didn't. Stop. Okay.